Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, everyone. It is Friday, the 13th. And it definitely feels like yes. It, right? Okay, but today we have a lot of fun things to talk about. First, we have a doctor here to answer all of your questions about the coronavirus. So tweet us your questions now. Use hashtag DailyPop. We'll read them. We'll ask them. We'll get them all answered for you. We're also going to talk about failed proposals, crazy fashion, and the Hollywood couple that just called it quits.
Oh, no.
I'm Carissa. This is Justin and Morgan. Welcome to Daily Pop.
Yes.
Okay, we're excited. It's Friday the 13th, but we're still excited. We're celebrating.
We're celebrating Friday. The 13th.
You guys got your champagne. I've got the water. All right. Well, we're going to kick things off with Winona Ryder and her former fiance, Johnny Depp. Mm. The two were Hollywood's it couple back in the early 90s. But these days, Johnny has been making headlines over his nasty defamation lawsuit against his ex, Amber Heard. They have both accused each other of abuse and both have strongly denied any allegations against them. So this is where Winona comes in. She has now come forward fiercely defending Johnny. In court papers obtained by The Blast, Winona says she's shocked and upset by the abuse allegations. She says, quote, "He was never, never violent towards me. He was never, never abusive at all towards me. He has never been violent or abusive towards anybody I have seen. I felt so very, very safe with him." Mm. She also says, "I do not want to call anyone a liar, but from my experience of Johnny, it is impossible to believe that such horrific allegations are true. I find it extremely upsetting knowing him as I do." Wow. So Winona goes on to say that she's willing to be called in as a witness to defend her friend Johnny. So how do you feel about all this? Why now? And are you surprised that Winona's coming to defense, you know, years later? They were together way back when.
I mean, listen, I haven't been with my ex since I was 22 years old. But if he called me and said, "I need you to stand up for me or to talk about your experience with me," and it wasn't that of abuse or anything, I feel like as an American citizen and as someone who is and can speak up, I would give my account and I would do it in the way that Winona did it, which is she wasn't trying to call someone a liar. She wasn't trying to mitigate from what Amber Heard was saying. She said flat out a few times, "I can only speak from my experience and this is my experience as someone who has dated him and was in the same situation."
Right. Engaged to him.
Yeah. Engaged to
for
him.
For many years.
For many years. But I think a lot of times in Hollywood, what happens is people come to the defense of people and they say, "Well, that wasn't my experience," but you never dated the guy.
Yeah.
And you're not in the same shoes as me. At this point, Winona was in the same shoes as Amber Heard, so she can openly speak about it.
Yeah, the whole thing is just really disappointing, and I can't believe, honestly, that we're still talking about it. I feel like we put this to rest a while ago, but clearly it's still an ongoing battle. I mean, my personal opinion is that Amber Heard and Johnny Depp had a volatile relationship. I think there was just, it was hot and heavy and aggressive and nasty and all the things wrapped up into one. So I definitely think things happened on both sides. Obviously, I wasn't there for them. I think, you know, having Winona speak up is a smart sort of PR move, right? It just helps other people kind of sway in Johnny's favor where, you know, this is this is also he said, she said at this point with Amber and Johnny, but for someone else that was also romantically linked to him to step up and say, well, I never had that issue, it causes people to maybe question him and what's happened and put doubt in people's minds. So if I was her, I would do the same thing. But I think there were things that have happened but on both sides. I think both of them got a little angry at each other a few times and things transpired in an unfortunate way.
Yeah, Johnny and Amber's situation has been just a mess.
A mess.
The get-go. I mean, even from when the relationship was still happening. It's just been a total mess. I'm with you. I kind of thought the story was going to go away. Winona making the statement does kind of bring it back into the headlines, but it's because this lawsuit's still going on.
Like, so crazy.
Even though it's maybe not been dominating the headlines nonstop as much as it was in the very beginning, the legal transactions are still happening.
Yes.
And so he needs her, right? He needs the character defense. And you're right, an ex-girlfriend knows you on a much more personal level than, or sorry, an ex-fiance knows you on a much more personal level than your friend or your coworker or somebody who you've paid, you know, has worked for you.
Yeah.
You know, he needs more character witnesses like that. So I totally get why she did it. I think most of us would if we strongly felt this way about the character of an ex. I think a lot of us would say our personal opinions. I do appreciate that she said, I'm not calling anyone a liar. Part of it feels like one of those, I'm not calling you a liar, but because I'm saying that, I'm calling you a liar. But at the same time, I don't know how else you word it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I disagree with that.
No, I do too. I think she's definitely just saying, like, I don't know her personal experiences. I don't want to discredit them. But from just my experiences, I've never experienced him to be volatile or aggressive towards me in any way. It just, it's unfortunate because I just hope that Amber and Johnny both recognize, like, I hope they both are still very much invested. Like, what are you gaining out of this at this point? Like, what's going on? You've both moved on.
I think like, it's one of those relationships, and you know those people. Have you ever seen War of the Roses?
Oh, have I?
Has anyone ever seen
War of the Roses? It's only the best movie ever.
It's one of my favorite movies ever.
So good. Wait, is that Michael Douglas? Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas.
Yes, Michael Douglas. Yeah. What happens in this movie, and what happens a lot of times in our lives, is that we have a friend who's normally docile and, like, really calm, and then they meet this other person that brings out the fire in them.
Yes.
That makes them want to be a mess, who makes them want to argue, that makes them want to fight. I think Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was that gasoline and that match.
Yes.
That they just set each other
up. Ignited each other.
They ignited each other.
Because I think it was amazing, and I think it was bad, but it's so interesting, because I've actually seen Amber Heard at dinner a few times. Like, she's just like an understated normal girl. From like when you see her,
that's the one.
She's just like chill, going to really like casual restaurants, and I mean, obviously, I wasn't in their bedroom or their
hotel
rooms or whatever.
Those are the ones.
It's just I think it's a lot of he said she said. I think they're both at fault for some things that went down, and I hope that I just want them to just call it. Like, what are we getting out of this at this point?
I know
you're moving on. You're divorced.
I know.
You know,
kind of makes me think like Winona and Johnny.
No way
down the line.
Why are you always trying to put somebody together?
I'm just saying.
Can we move on?
It just, you know, they were really in love back in the day. Okay, so the Bachelors, Peter and Madison, have split just 48 hours after they declared their love for each other during the live finale. Both of them shared the news on Instagram last night. Peter thanked Maddie for her patience and unconditional love, and also took full responsibility for mistakes in his relationship with Hannah Ann. I felt like this was the least shocking breakup heard around the world.
By the way, Barb is somewhere in Westlake Village crossing her damn leg like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct with a cigarette in her hand being like, I did it.
Yeah.
I got y'all's asses.
So happy. I mean, was it kind of reckless for them to even go on the finale and pretend like they were going to go move forward with this relationship? I mean, I even said whenever we talked about it, their chemistry was so off that finale that they didn't seem like they were on the same page at all. Like they were trying to say something positive and nice about each other because they were on television, but they really knew they were done.
I just think they should rename the show The Daterette, because ain't nobody is becoming the Bachelor or Bachelorette. No one ever gets married. I think this couple was kind of doomed from the start in the sense that she had to watch every single thing that he said and the torn between the two and how when I broke up with him, he then fell in love with this person. And then on top of that, he had the nerve to call his ex, Hannah Brown, and talk about closure. Like, this guy is young, he's confused. I think they should have went on The Bachelor and they should have said on live television, you guys, we are not together at this time. We could not pull this together. I would be more invested in Peter as a person or Madison as a person separately and have them have their own love journeys. I would watch that
and
show.
Don't you think if they maybe would have said that they weren't together, then Barb wouldn't have got as involved. She wouldn't have said as many things. And maybe they actually maybe would have worked out. But it was like the whole thing. Everybody was like, these two are never going to last. Not just because of his family, but because right. they just... didn't seem very solid in the first place.
It's just interesting that, you know, the girl that kind of prevailed and was the last person standing is the one that, like, made it difficult, right? It's always the person that makes it difficult that you want the most.
Yeah.
It's just
the,
like...
the harder
road. And I'm sure Barb probably dislikes Madison even more because she's like, my son went on this show to find love, and she sort of derailed that process. Like, she's not even now going to be with him after all of that.
Like, who said it was her choice? Who said that she was the one who didn't want to be with him? What if Peter decided that, hey, I'm getting my 15 minutes, I'm having my Tyler Cameron moment, the other hot deeds in my DMs, like, I can't be in a relationship right now. That's why I think, although I know Claire Crawley is sitting at home right now being like, is my contract locked? Am I good? Because I know y'all gonna try to put one of these two back in the hot seat.
It's interesting.
That's why I'm waiting. That's why I'm waiting for the next Bachelorette, because she is older. She is more settled. She knows what she wants. She's not playing these games. This girl is ready to be engaged. This whole new Bachelorette being 38 is gonna be amazing.
I know, but I have to think, with the coronavirus going on right now, Mike, they already said they're not gonna be traveling outside of the country. And I wonder if they're gonna have to halt production just because most shows are. But I'm also wondering, like, even if they can, they're just gonna be like, it's everybody's quarantined. Like, where are they gonna go?
That's a lot of windmill time then. When all you can do is just hang out with a few people, all you do is drink and make babies.
I know. Like, this is gonna be the most intimate, literally sitting them at home at a small little thing.
It's perfect. If she's settled, she wants to find, she might, you know, that might be a short season. Thank God. This is why
she might announce a pregnancy.
I don't get invested in this show for
this
reason.
She might announce a pregnancy.
It might happen quick. She might be able to pick quick. Okay, up next, Kristen Cavallari's husband wants a proposal redo. Is it really necessary? Plus, we've got a doctor in the house. So start tweeting us your coronavirus questions now. Or if you don't want your name on the screen, you can always DM us as well. DM us on our Instagram or eDailyPop. Okay.
We're back.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jay Cutler just admitted he regrets how he handled his proposal to Kristen Cavallari. Listen to what he said on last night's E's. Very Cavallari.
Did Kristen propose to you?
Huh? No.
How did you do it?
I did it, yeah.
How did you do it? I bet you did it so well.
You were in college?
No, I didn't do it well.
Really?
If I could do it again, I'd do it again. It's just nerve-wracking.
I can't even.
I feel like you would black. I'd black out.
You basically do.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, get this ring out of my face. Like, I can't hold this anymore.
Did you cry?
No. She shed some tears.
Jake doesn't seem like an emotional man. I can't imagine him crying. Would you want a proposal redo if your first one was bad?
I don't think I would want a proposal redo. First of all, the guy wouldn't be able to get through the whole sentence without me saying
You'd be
yes.
Like, that's mine.
Yeah, he'd be like, so I love you. Yes, I'll do it. But at the same time, the bad proposal almost becomes part of your story.
Totally.
It becomes part of your history. And for Kristen Cavallari, she actually got two proposals because, don't forget, she called off the wedding months before it happened, and then they got re-engaged a year later. So
yeah, I remember that.
Why do you need three proposals in less than a decade? We good.
But
she
it's
good.
Cute that he said he would want to do it again. Like, that's sweet. I like that. I love them together. I love him. He's very cute.
I've told you guys I ruined my proposal, right?
We're so shocked. What happened? We would never think that.
So
what happened?
Really?
Like, could you go stand over there? You're a little close.
No, yeah, that does sound like me. But I ruined it because, so we were sitting at dinner and we were at this restaurant and it was Christmas Eve and I wanted a photo of us sitting at dinner, but I left my phone in the car. Because, okay, you know, I always forget my phone.
Right.
Very bad about
cannot
that.
Cannot understand that.
I know. It's just a thing I have. So I'm like using his phone. I'm like, hey, ask the waitress, can you take a picture of us? And she says, yeah. And so then naturally I'm like looking at the photo to see how it turned out and I swipe, swipe, swipe. But he's kind of stupid too, but he had a picture of the ring that he had sent to my dad because he wanted to show it to him before proposing. I mean, he had talked to him, but he wanted to show him a picture of it. And I go, what's this? I know I'm an idiot. And so,
don't you know you just pretend? It's like when you're on someone's phone, you see a naked photo, you just scroll by it.
I couldn't. It was a natural, I don't know, it was a joke. I wasn't expecting it. I was so shocked that I was just like, what's this? And then he was like, well, I was gonna do something later, but I guess I will.
We've all do it. Is now. There a commercial coming out?
Sorry.
So you, and what did he say?
And so then he did his spiel and he asked me, and I kept going, no, you don't have to. I didn't really see it. I don't know what it was. If you don't want to, you don't have to. You don't feel pressured. It's not a big deal. I was like trying to back out.
Oh, poor Shannon.
What color were your nails?
They were pink. They were light pink and they were really pretty at the time.
Bridal pink?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you knew what you were doing.
No,
what
I didn't.
Is this?
She knew what she was doing.
It's like a 6-year-old. Like, what's that?
She knew what she was doing.
I know. So I've always said, like, feel free to redo it if you want.
But it is
kind of... You can ruin that one, too.
To be fair, it is kind of meant to be that he was going to propose that night, and you saw the picture that night. Because you could have seen it at a different time. You could have seen it at a different time.
And then it would have been in my head.
He wouldn't have been prepared. I just, you know, well, now it's worked out. There's another human about to come out.
Why are you playing into this game that she didn't know that she was going to get proposed to? It was around Christmas time.
I didn't know.
They
I
were
really
going
didn't.
To a two-person dinner.
Well, some people
and she
know.
Just wanted to rush him into it.
Did you feel like it was coming?
I swear to God, I had no idea. I didn't because holiday, like Christmas isn't like super important to him. It's not like something where I thought he would propose on a holiday. And probably that's why, because it's not super important to him. He was just like, whatever.
How long are you guys? Have you guys been dating at the time?
A long time.
Like how long?
I mean, I knew I was gonna get the question eventually.
But how long?
Like 5 years.
And 5 years you dated before he proposed?
But wait.
I would have been out of there.
I know. It was a thing.
But how long had y'all been kind of talking about marriage?
For like 3 years.
All right.
Okay.
If Chris, a girl
you
gets
are more
five
patient
years,
than I thought. I would have been like, peace.
Mm-hmm. I know.
When a girl gets to 3 years, or potentially 5 years, because I don't know a lot of girls who get to 5 years, every holiday becomes a game of Survivor. Is he going to do it at this dinner? Is he going to do it here? I got to have my nails done, because just in case I get the ring, I don't want to post my ring like this with a chip on my nail. So then you start subconsciously thinking to yourself, how the
stay
hell...
Ready.
Stay ready.
Stay ready. So
stay
you don't
ready.
Have to get ready.
Stay ready so you have
stay
to get
ready. So you don't have to get ready.
Thank you.
There was red flags. Like, he did tell me, like, that night, you know, because we were going out to eat, and sometimes I get super dressed up, but sometimes I don't, and he was, like, giving me
cues. Carissa's mind
I know.
Is my favorite place
Why
to be.
Why I didn't, like, pick up on it, I don't know, but I swear it was an honest mistake.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
It
yeah.
worked out.
Honest mistake.
This is going to be a fun readout.
Anywho.
It's all worked out now.
Proposals, they're hard to get right sometimes.
There's going to be a lot of proposals in the next few months.
Especially when you're,
oh my gosh,
especially
yes,
when you're getting
are.
Engaged to a spy like this one.
All right, coming up, the doctor is in. We are breaking down coronavirus facts versus fear. And we're going to get all of your burning questions answered. Hit us up, #DailyPop. We'll be right back.
My corona.
I thought I told you that story. All right, as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread across the world, there are a lot of questions that you may have. Here to help us answer some of them is Dr. Raj. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Okay, first question.
Okay.
Everyone feels pretty panicked. How panicked should we be feeling?
On a scale from 1 to 10.
Wow, numbers already. Numbers already. You know, I think the theme is going to be being positive. You know, all Ooh. The P words. We got to be prepared. I'm all about being prepared, but not panicked.
Mm.
And that's the main thing.
We thought of a different P word. How's
that? Yes.
I was like, oh, that's what we're going to do for our time.
In the house? Yes. City to Washington.
Okay, so we don't, so being, so do yep. you think this whole thing is being blown out of proportion? Or what, like, are people just fearful because they don't understand what's going on?
I think it's combinations of both, you know? And when we talk about coronavirus, can I give you guys some facts?
We love facts.
I love preparing for this show. So coronavirus has been around since the 19th 1960s. This is not new. So, you know, millions of people had coronavirus. Mm. And coronavirus has stuff that affects humans, but also affects animals. I know,
like
animals.
What, like dogs?
So do you remember something called SARS?
Yes.
Yes. So that actually was part of the family of coronavirus. So when these viruses are supposed to be for animals kind of mutates, and now they affect humans, that's what happens. And that's what happened right now with COVID-19.
So some idiot kissed her dog.
Because
I've seen
really
white people kiss the dogs in public.
So what, here's my question. So we're talking about, so we got a lot of questions from the viewers that I want to get to. So a lot of people are wanting to know, like, the proper steps of staying safe. And one of them is, like, should we, I just got this DM to me, is it safe to go out to eat?
You know, I think we have to be smart right now because I think everyone's trying to be a good role model. And in fact, you watch on everything you turn on the TV, you go into some restaurants, they're checking your fever. Do you have a temperature before going in?
Oh, wow.
I think we should support restaurants and businesses. I think we should order food back to the house to keep on supporting them. But this isn't really the time to have a big social gathering.
Really? Okay, I'm canceling my plans tonight, then.
I'm sorry.
She doesn't have
you
any plans.
No,
she
I have.
She
lied.
She hangs out at the same hotel every night.
I knew that.
Sir.
I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that.
Hey,
let me ask you this.
Living in a hotel. Okay. What is that?
So everybody is like stopping their travel plans. Should we positively stop traveling abroad right now and stay grounded?
Well, that's not our choice. We are stopped, right?
So you know what? This is what happened to me, my wife, my kid. We actually canceled our trip going to D.C. to see my my father-in-law because we wanted to be good role models. And you know what happens? It's not just getting the virus. I'm not worried about you or you or you dying from coronavirus. Mm-hmm. But if one person sneezes on that plane, quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to pay it
safe. And on top of that, you may run into somebody who doesn't have the immune system that you have or
right.
And you
person.
Said it. Why are we doing all this? Is not to help us. It's going to be my dad and your dad
that's,
and
that's
our
my
grandparents.
Question. So let's say, okay, so, and also you don't get, if you have been exposed to coronavirus, you do not experience those symptoms for maybe 2 days to 2 weeks after. Is that correct?
Or you may experience nothing. You may be asymptomatic.
So if I'm asymptomatic, I'm still contagious. So if I go see my father who's older, I could pass that on to
you
him.
You definitely can.
And so that's we avoid our parents
so
for 6 months.
So I'm going to avoid my parents.
You have to say avoid parents, right? No. What I'm saying is you got to play it smart, right? And there's like the 6 feet rule because how do we transmit this? The answer is we don't 100% know. But the key thing is those respiratory droplets. So cover your mouth, 6 feet rule, see your parents.
Okay, well what if
but we've been exposed to it? Yeah. Should we not?
Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
My handmaid is having a baby in 3 weeks. And we are nervous about having a baby in a hospital.
Okay.
Should we consider a home birth with our best black friend helping?
Our best
I don't even know what that is. That was you're putting me on the spot. I feel awkward already.
I don't.
No, should I?
Breast and black friend.
I'm going to answer that one for Dr. Raj. I love you, but I'm going to the hospital.
Should we be concerned about having a baby in a hospital right now?
He wants to do a live version of Daily Dot with Chris.
There's so much coming
catch
at
like
me.
This.
And if we're doing it, I need a lamp. So put it on the budget. Sorry, go to the hospital.
No, go to the hospital. Okay. And you have to play it safe. You know what? And every hospital is doing their best to try to. There's so many new rules and protocols and trying to be up to date, but you're going to be safe and have your baby there.
And should my family come visit?
No.
It depends how much you like your family, you know? No, the answer is
be safe.
Be safe. You know what I mean? If someone's cold, if they're having newborns, you know, young kids come and see you, maybe not be selective, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with flying on an airplane right now to visit. They can see the baby in 2 months.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to come to the valley anyway.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. We actually have a lot more questions, so can you stick around for just a little bit longer?
Of course.
Sorry, we're so close. We'll be right back. Keep your questions coming. We're going to read more of them, I promise, when we come back.
I've had way too much champagne today.
No, we're having a good time.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
All right, we are back with Dr. Raj. Heather wants to know, how long do you think everything is going to be canceled? 1 month, 2 months? The not knowing is making everyone in New York depressed.
And LA.
Yeah, that is the question. The answer is we don't know. Please send me more testing kits, and I'll give you the best answer in the whole world. But like I told you off air, you know, if we do this probably in about 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, it's going to be a different situation in a good way, not a bad way. We had to stay positive.
So if you are asymptomatic, though, you don't feel symptoms, do you get tested still? Or are you just
and
like,
that's the question. Not everyone needs to get tested. And when you read the symptoms of coronavirus, I'm sure all of us will be like, I have it, I have it, I have it. Because fatigue. I'm fatigued right now, you know, sore throat, some cough. So it's going to be your travel history, your cough, contacts, all those things put together. But you brought up something off air, which is important, which is it influenza or is it coronavirus?
I said influenza for the record.
She you know?
I said that word myself.
She also said black people can't get corona.
I didn't say that.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I didn't say that.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
You heard it. You heard it.
We have a thing going over here.
We have another viewer that asked, because this is actually a really good question.
Okay.
Can I take normal flu over-the-counter medication if I have the coronavirus?
Amazing question. So can I answer it in a couple different ways?
Yes.
Number one, people out there will probably regret not getting the flu shot. You know why? Because testing is so hard, and they mimic each other as diseases. So if I have a patient said I did get the flu shot this year, it's probably not the flu. But specific medications for the flu, like Tamiflu, won't work for coronavirus. But hey, if you got a fever, take some Tylenol. You got some, you know, aches, take some Advil. So yes, you could overlap those medications.
Take what you know works.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, we actually have another question from Just James.
Yeah.
Who says, I go to Mexico all the time and I pick up Z-Packs from the pharmacy. Will my over-the-counter Mexican Z-Pack situations help this out? From James in Kentucky.
Well, James in Kentucky, you know, it's called coronavirus. A Z-Pack is for bacteria. But let's take James's question and make it a positive thing out of it.
Why not?
People always ask me, Dr. Raj, how do you die from coronavirus? Mm-hmm. It's because your immune system's down and you do get that superimposed bacterial pneumonia, and that does you in. And when we talk about Z-Packs, you know what? You don't want to just take antibiotics for no reason, for one word, resistance.
Yeah.
Yes. So James, you brought up a good point, but think you no Mexico trips for right now.
Okay. What about Kat? So Kat says, if the stores are out of soap, can washing hands with just water be a good compromise?
You got some great viewer questions. So the answer is no. You can't just use pure water, you know? So the soap, you need the detergent to help out. And if you can't do that, you need to use some kind of, you know, hand wash that contains at least 60% alcohol. That's the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
60% alcohol.
And if people can't get, because I saw Purell, honey, it looked like supermarket sweep out there. It was like people were going in there, like it was contagion. If I don't have Purell on hand and I can't, you know, get it on Amazon, how do people make their own kind of hand sanitizer at home?
Yeah, and that's risky because you know what? People are doing that and selling that because it's such a hot product. And the answer is there's no 100% way to say what those ingredients are, because when you look at a bottle of Purell or something similar, it says kills 99% of all pathogens, including coronavirus. I don't think we could do that in my garage.
Yeah.
So be careful.
But I have rubbing alcohol
at home.
But
if you then... Basically, if you can't get hand sanitizer, just be washing your hands nonstop.
No, you just can't. You just can't. You have to be smart. You know what I mean? And one thing that I want to bring up is the basics. When I teach my students, my residents, the basics. Like, you know, everyone's wiping things down. And, you know, I go to my hospital and I see people just wiping something down like this. And that's not the right way to do it.
Oh, how do you wipe?
Just a one wipe.
Yeah, because you're rubbing around germs, essentially.
Brilliant. And then after that, you take some paper and you wipe it down. You just re-spread it.
Yeah.
I think we need to go back to the basics.
Right?
So I'm telling you. One wipe.
It's a one wipe. I can't believe I'm teaching you guys this now.
We knew. Ninja Turtles did wax on, wax off, you know?
Nice.
That was Karate Kid.
That was Karate Kid.
Mr. Miyagi was not dealing with no turtles.
They were fighting pizza.
Ain't nobody was waxing up.
No, I think it was in the Ninja Turtle movie. I'm pretty sure.
Carissa's a little unclear.
Maybe it was a reference back to Karate Kid, but I am pretty sure.
Mm-mm.
Anyways,
this is how our life starts.
We have one more question
about that.
Okay, so, and Truly Julie says, is it true big gatherings are safe if they are outdoors because coronavirus can't survive in the air? Oh, I like that question.
I like your tag, Truly Julie, you know?
Yes.
And so, truly, the answer is no.
No, I'm sorry.
You know, we gotta be responsible right now. Okay. Big gatherings, you know, they even made a note that 50 people or more, that's a big no-no. Let's do our job. Hold off on social gatherings right now. We do need to go to work. We do need to be responsible. So, sorry, Julie. No gatherings right now.
Can I take my kid to the park?
You and the kid and a ball of Purell, maybe. Yeah, I think you could do that. I think that'd be all right.
Wow, this is so nuts.
This is a lot.
So the takeaway is Carissa should not have her parents here, and she needs to watch The Karate Kid again.
Thank you, Dr.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay, anytime.
Up next, you guys, Kris Jenner's candid confession, what forced her to grow up and take charge of her life. We have some thoughts after the break. You guys, I'm going to find the scene, and I'm going to post
it. It's going to be a painful realization for you.
Kris Jenner is opening up about her split from Robert Kardashian. She told Diane von Furstenberg on her new podcast, In Charge, exactly how it affected her and how she moved on.
I had four kids. I was single. I didn't know where I was going to live. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to make a living. And it was the scariest time. I remember picking myself up by my bootstraps one day. And I have a deep faith in God. I just started praying that God would just strengthen me, give me that power, give me the ability to be in charge of my own life. And it was my turn to really grow up.
Hmm. Wow. You guys ever had a moment in a breakup where you just said, wow, I learned a lot about myself and I need to change?
Yeah, I think you, after every breakup, you kind of look back. If it's a meaningful breakup and it's a longstanding relationship and you kind of find yourself out on the outside of it, I think that's a really good opportunity to look within and think, okay, you know, this is what you can improve. These are your faults. These are the things that you need to be aware about for yourself, just for your next relationship. I feel like that's something that I went through and I go through every single day. The past year has only been to be about bettering myself, understanding my ways of communication, cutting back on negative habits, because I think the biggest thing mistake you can do exiting a relationship is not taking responsibility for your part and what you did wrong.
100%.
You have to.
How old were you when you got married?
28.
28. I have friends who meet the love of their lives at 18, kind of sort of like Kris Jenner did.
Right.
And then get married at 22. And what happens is you don't have that time between 18 and 25 when you become your own person.
Totally.
And you realize how life works and how to be self-sustainable and how if in a hard time, how you pick yourself up and you just kind of survive. So for her, going through that moment and not having that time period to figure that out, my friends who get married at 22 sometimes are afraid to make changes in their relationships, are afraid to walk away because they don't know how to walk on their own.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
And I often tell people when they say, oh my God, we're gonna get married, and I'm like, but you're 23, you really need to know how to live on your own and how to survive. Because if you ever need to tell your man, like my friends who are 27 and 28 who've got married, if they need to tell their mans, listen, I'm leaving because this is not working for me,
right?
They really truly believe that they can leave and make it work.
Yeah,
that is a huge difference, right?
Yeah.
It's having that confidence to say, like, no, I can do this and I can leave you, like, if we don't make this work. And I feel like, yes, it is sometimes harder whenever you've never experienced that and you're so terrified to get out of the relationship because you don't know what life's going to bring. And you don't know what life's going to bring, you know, regardless, no matter what age you are, but it is a different level if you've really been with each other since such a young age.
Yeah, when you don't know yourself and you're already partnered up, I feel like you don't have the emotional maturity to navigate your way out of the relationship.
For sure, but if you've never had to sink or swim, if your parents held you up until you're 18 and then your fiance held you up until you were 22 and then your husband held you up from 22 until 31, I couldn't imagine being a woman or a man, because sometimes it happens to men as well, emotionally.
Absolutely.
I couldn't imagine being a woman or a man at 33 with three kids.
No, four
saying,
kids.
Four kids. I'm going to leave and start my own. Like, yeah, of course it's a culture shock. And it's like, what the hell do I do?
I will say, like, every time Kris has ever talked about Robert, she talks about him in the most loving way.
Right.
And, you know, no matter what happened and how they ended, it seemed as though it was a really beautiful relationship for a while.
100%.
Well, she said she screwed up.
Yes.
She admits that she screwed up. She didn't say, I screwed up because I was unhappy, or I screwed up because Robert wasn't X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
She just admits that she screwed up. She takes responsibility
for it. I think
she
feels like she screwed up because she was so young. She didn't, you know.
She didn't know.
She had four children before she was, I mean, that's
Crazy.
It's crazy. Okay, so every bad relationship has a breaking point. Cosmopolitan just asked their readers to share some of theirs. One woman said she knew it was time to break up when she was crying every day.
Oh, oof.
Another said it was because her partner kept making fun of her panic attacks.
Yikes!
This one is my favorite. And another woman said she knew it was time because her partner ordered food without asking her if she wanted any while she was sitting next to him on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
That is like you don't exist. You're not there for that. Bye.
Bye.
That's when
you're
I go to jail.
You're not thinking of
goodbye.
Me. At all.
You were such a self, and that person probably wanted you out a lot long, like before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
He was like, why are you still sitting on this couch?
Oh yeah.
My gosh. How can I still make it more clear?
I'm just going to order myself my own pizza.
I'm not getting you
I'm getting the toppings that I like.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask you what you want.
The toppings that you like, and you're not going
to. What's your breaking point in a relationship?
When he comes home with crunchy peanut butter and then bring the creamy for me.
Oh.
That, to me, is a deal breaker.
What if he honestly just forgot?
No,
he's in a hurry.
I've totally
probably done that a million times to Shannon, I'm sure.
You know what it is? In my relationship in the past, my most significant relationship is when he made decisions about his life that affected my life without asking me. And I think I gave somebody the power for a very long time to make those decisions. I dated a guy who was a professional athlete. And at one point, he was getting traded, and there were three teams that were after him. And they said, you can choose, which doesn't really happen very often in the NFL. They were like, you know, you can choose between these two teams. Like, we'll, like, give you the go-ahead. And he told me his choice and said he made the choice.
And didn't consult you on
and
the choice.
And didn't consult me on it for the first time. He, like, I was like, oh, my God, this actually affects my life, and we could have made this choice together, and I probably 98% would have went with you to Detroit and said, okay, if you need to go here for your career, I could do a few more years and figure this out in Detroit, and I'm gonna support you. But the fact that he didn't even ask me or pretend that he wanted to know my choice was like, all right, this is the breaking point.
This is over.
Because
yeah.
I'm not a factor in this relationship.
That's, I think that's a very telling sign. Like, and it happens all the time, you know, because people, they like someone or they I'm sure he like truly loved you, but like ultimately deep down, he was still gonna put himself first.
100%.
And it was gonna be like that.
But you should.
Until the end of time, unless, you know, it's like my mom always told me whenever I was like, I don't know, like, how do you know you're like in love, love, love? And she would always say, like, whenever you love someone else more than yourself.
Does that happen?
Well, I mean, does it? It definitely.
I don't think that happens anymore. I think that's like that's like our parents.
Maybe an old thing, but it goes back to that. Like, you wouldn't
being
make a decision.
Being selfless for another person.
Being selfless, putting yourself second. Like, of course, you have to love yourself and you have to care
down.
About yourself. But you wouldn't make a life-altering decision without consulting them because they're so important to be in your life.
Yes,
you have to literally, I mean, leaving them and making a decision that could possibly lose them should feel just as devastating as not being able to do whatever it is you're thinking you want to do.
100%.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That makes total sense.
And I
sense.
Think that's really good advice.
Yeah.
And damn,
it's a good gauge.
You look really good for 9 months pregnant. I'm not gonna lie.
Aww.
I'm just staring at you.
Well,
that wasn't the same situation last time.
Truth be told, we were looking at photos this morning.
Her foot had.
Ooh, her foot had a booty crease. I'm gonna post that photo on Instagram.
You know, we all get big when we're pregnant, but I got real, real, real big.
Well, you know, usually it's the second time you get bigger, so you scaled it back.
Well, okay, we'll see.
We're coming back after this break. Stay with us.
Thank you.
We had other things to talk about. They know we're coming back.
Okay, it is time for the top looks of the week. First up, we have Christina Aguilera in a pink and red gown at the Mulan premiere.
Oh, wow. I love these colors together. I love the satin. I love the boots. I think it's very Christina. She kind of added that sort of like high drama fashion moment. I like it.
I like the outfit. I could have done without the boots. I think the dress is so gorgeous. Her hair and makeup was so beautiful. It was on theme at the top and all up in the outfit. She didn't need the boots. And I'm all about a hoe boot.
I love Christina. And I think that she looks pretty. I do not like
pretty,
this dress.
So pretty.
I don't, or this, is it a dress or two piece? I'm not sure. But It just doesn't flow. It's confusing to me. It's too much going on. Then she's got the feather and the hair and the boots and the big bow up the top and the high slit. It just seems like a lot to me.
Mm. I like when you're spicy in that last trimester.
Next up, Emily Blunt at A Quiet Place Part 2 premiere in a red Alexander McQueen dress.
This is such a win for me. And I think she always looks nice, but this is a hot look for her.
I agree.
The only thing I would change would be the shoes.
Thank you.
What would you do?
I don't like that people always sort of gravitate towards like the safe shoe choice, which is like the
metallic.
Yes, but
let's
also
make out.
Metallic strap.
That dress now is so hot on its own. You don't need a distracting
shoe.
It needs to be the same color because that is more distracting. It's that sort of like these are sort of like the generic like assembly line of shoes that we have that like will work.
It's
like
a Jimmy Choo that everyone picks out of
it. Find that sort of like bright, bold, orange, red color shoe and like make it pop off even more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, she looks stunning. Janelle Monáe rocked an all orange Stella McCartney suit during Paris Fashion Week.
Hated the color.
Oh, no, Juicy. Christine, you don't hate that
color. Hate it, the color.
No, I love it. It's cantaloupe. Guess I predicted that color also.
It's orange.
It's cantaloupe.
It's
orange. It is not an orange.
Anywho, I think it's cute. I like it.
I like it.
I think she looks adorable. Mm. Okay, so the Project Runway finale was last night, and our friend Liliana Vasquez got a front row seat at the final runway back in February. She also got to get behind-the-scenes looks at how they created all of those amazing hairstyles in partnership with Tresemme. Watch.
Ooh la la.
Y'all, I am so excited. I'm here at the Project Runway finale, where I'm about to watch these contestants show off their collections right on the runway. But first, I'm going to head backstage for an exclusive look at the hair.
I'm backstage at the Project Runway finale with Tresemme global stylist Justine Marjan, who's giving us a little sneak peek at the exact hair that the models will have as they strut down the runway.
We are giving all the girls mermaid waves, so we're actually having them sleep in braids the night before, and then we're just gonna amp them up with the Tresemme extra hold spray for hold before we take out the braids and get that really soft, romantic looking wave. So now I'm just gonna go ahead and unwrap these braids, and you'll see how that already gives the hair such a nice wave pattern.
Should I help you on this side?
If you want to.
All right, let's do it.
I just love how natural this wave looks. It's so pretty.
It's beautiful.
So now that I gave her a center part, I'm just gonna add a little bit more of the same wave pattern that we see down here to the top of her head. And I'm just using an iron, and I'm just gonna create little bends with the iron to mimic that wave pattern.
What a cool way to use the iron.
Right?
Yeah.
Just adds that nice texture to the hair. And now we're gonna use the Tresemme Volume Thickening Spray. And I'm just scrunching it in the hair.
And you can use this on wet or dry hair.
Yeah, I love it on wet hair before blow drying to give lots of volume, but it's also great to kind of scrunch in waves to kind of amp them up.
What a versatile product. So cool. Now that we've got the volume spray in, what happens next?
That's it. This is the final look. She's ready to hit the runway.
Look at that. Now, any pro tips for achieving this at home?
I mean, the pro tip is to sleep in braids. It's the prep.
It's all about the
hair.
It's
all about the prep.
Well, I'm going to let you do your finishing touches.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go grab my seat because I cannot wait for the show to start.
Can't wait
Thank
for you
so much.
It.
You look gorgeous, by the way. I can't wait to see the final look.
I get so mad I don't have hair sometimes.
Having hair is such a thing.
Is it?
Because you have to clip in more hair.
I would love it.
Stick around, you guys, because up next we throw it down over who won the week.
Mine's
this week.
Good.
We'll be right back.
Hers is great.
Mine's so good. They made fun of me. It's fine. Whatever.
We are wrapping up this very bizarre Friday the 13th with an important question. Who won the week?
I thought that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson won the week.
By getting corona.
Because they killed it, and we love them, and we want them to succeed, and we wish them well. And I thought the way they said it, and they sign off as Hanks. It's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very into them.
Who did you think won the week?
Barb. Barb from The Bachelor. Barb literally was all anybody could talk about. You are going to be barbed. Her name has become a verb. She will be a meme that will live on forever on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And Barb, you won this week.
The person who won the week for me is the person who dropped the mic and left a building more glamorous than what she showed up in.
Ooh.
Please give me Meghan Markle making her exit from Britain, okay?
Oh my
Who
God.
Looks like that walking out of her life. This is unreal. So regal, so put together, and most importantly, so damn crafty.
What about, okay, and you thought Tom Hanks wasn't good? I can't believe it. That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, he got, it's not like
nope.
a great thing.
Okay.
Okay, we're wrapping
Markle.
Up some of your final thoughts on social on Johnny Winona. Love Reality says, just because Johnny wasn't violent with one person doesn't mean he wasn't violent with somebody else.
Which we
exactly
all,
what
we,
she said.
We said that.
Alicia mm-hmm. thinks Winona should have stayed quiet. She says their relationship was a very long time ago. People change sometimes, and you never know who can bring out certain traits. Lauren says she accidentally ruined her engagement too. She says, I was disappointed at the time because I wanted the big crazy surprise proposal, but now it is a funny memory we cherish and I wouldn't redo it.
Mm.
I can relate to that one.
What's this?
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. And don't forget, you can watch Daily Pop anytime and keep up on all your entertainment news on the E! News app. Bye.
What's this black box I found at the bottom of your sock drawer?
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.